The day I lost and found myself. It was supposed to be a normal Saturday. I woke up to the golden sunlight spilling through my window, stretching lazily as the birds outside chirped in a lively chorus. Everything seemed just as it always was, except deep inside, I felt an odd sense of restlessness. Something was missing, or maybe I was missing something. I quickly got out of the bed and went about my morning routine of brushing my teeth, making breakfast, and scrolling through my phone absent-mindedly. But no matter what I did, that strange feeling refused to leave me. By noon, I decided I couldn't stay inside anymore. I needed air, space, something to shake off this odd mood. So, I grabbed my jacket and stepped outside, letting my feet guide me wherever they wanted to go. I walked through familiar streets, past the park, wherever I used to play as a kid, past the odd bookstore where I had spent countless afternoons. But none of these places felt right today. It was as if they belonged to a different version of me that I couldn't quite find or even relate anymore. After walking for what felt like hours, I found myself in an unfamiliar part of town. The streets were quieter here, lined with tall trees that swayed gently in the wind. The buildings were older, their paintings peeling, their doors slightly crooked. There was a strange charm to it all, a sense of forgotten stories waiting to be discovered. And then I saw it. A small antique shop nestled between two buildings, its wooden sign swaying in the breeze. The words on the sign read, "Lost and Found." Something about it pulled me in. Maybe it was the name. Maybe it was the way the afternoon sunlight glowed against its dusty windows. Or maybe it was just that feeling in my chest, the one that had been nagging at me all day. I pushed open the door and a small bell jingled. The air inside smelled of old books, polished wood, and a hint of something sweet. Perhaps the vanilla or cinnamon. The shop was filled with the strangest collection of objects. clocks without hands, single earrings missing their pairs, faded photograph of people I didn't recognize. Behind the counter sat an old man with kind eyes and a long silver beard. He looked up from a book he had been reading and smiled. "Welcome," he said, "looking for something." I hesitated. "I am not sure," I replied. His smile deepened as if he understood something I didn't. That's usually when people find the most interesting things. I wandered through the shop, running my fingers over old trinkets and forgotten treasures. A music box that no longer played, a compass that spun endlessly in circles, a journal filled with pages of elegant looping handwriting. Then, on a small wooden shelf, I saw a book with no titles, its cover worn, its pages yellowed with time. Something about it felt familiar, though I was certain I had never seen it before. Curious, I picked it up and flipped through the pages. My breath caught in my throat. As inside the book were stories, stories I had written as a child, stories I had long forgotten. There were adventures about brave warriors and talking animals, fantasies about enchanted forest and magical rivers. There was even a story about a girl who lost herself in a mysterious shop, just like I had today. My heart pounded. How was that even possible? I questioned myself. I turned to the old man behind the counter. "Where did you get this?" I asked, my voice barely above a whisper. He shrugged. "Things have a way of finding their owners when they are ready." I stared at him, then back at the book. Memories came rushing back. The afternoons I had spent writing, lost in my own imagination. The dreams I had as a child. The stories I had wanted to tell. Somewhere along the way, I had let those dreams slip away, buried beneath responsibilities, expectations, and the rush of growing up. I had lost a part of myself. But here it was, already waiting for me. I held the book close to my chest, as if I was afraid that it might disappear again. The old man nodded as if he had seen this moment happen thousands of times before. "You found what you were looking for," he said. I smiled, a warmth spreading through me. "I think I have," I replied. I left the shop feeling lighter, as if a weight I hadn't even realized I was carrying had been lifted. The streets didn't feel so unfamiliar anymore. The world seemed brighter, fuller, like I was seeing it through new eyes. Maybe old ones that I had forgotten about. When I got home, I spent the rest of the evening reading through my old stories, rediscovering the person I used to be somewhere in those words, in those forgotten tales. I found myself again. And I knew without a doubt that I was meant to keep telling stories, and I will keep abiding by doing the same.